Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. In case if you are in a time of the life of the suffering, whatever the cause is, you are carrying the suffer of in this time era on this planet, and to let you remind you what is the reason, what is the cause you are born here as a human being, which is the mission of your life. Why do you are living? Why you are born and why you are living? You need to be awakened to this. Clearly awaken the reason of your birth and your living. We are not born just to deal with what's happening in front of you. You are not born for dealing with how to survive. You were sent out to here by the grace, spirit of the universe, God or Buddha, by being said, come back after you develop your spirituality to shine your soul. And the way to develop your spirituality, which means what you have the mission for the life to give to others, to share with others, the way is different by each person, so you must have your own way to fulfill mission of your life. Mission in Japanese is shimei, which is the way to use your life. And life in Japanese has two meanings. One is the life and the other meaning is the God. So how to be useful for the God is another meaning of the mission in Japanese, and how to use your life, same words, same word. The suffering has a meaning which to shake your subconsciousness. When the great spirit of the universe, your internal God and or Buddha try to manifest for your spiritual development, it will shake your subconsciousness. And the arrangement of your life, including the cause of suffering, or even it seems like there's no really the cause of the phenomenon, but anyhow, when the great spirit of the universe, your internal great spirit of the universe, start to manifest, on the way to manifest, to spread the light within you, your subconsciousness will be shaken to find out, to make you to face your karma, which is the shadow of your existence. When you hear the word karma, you might think that something negative. Yes, I mean this is a negative karma, so it seems like the negative thing, but it is not. Because this is the interesting part. When you face to your suffering and or karma, 100% you are facing to the light, the great spirit of the universe, God or Buddha. And even 1% you are not facing to your karma or and or the suffer, you are not facing to the God or Buddha. Therefore, if you try to escape from the karma and the suffering, you are escaping from the God or Buddha, which is the light. Suffering and karma is a shadow, and God and Buddha is a light. And we cannot face to or unified or manifest the light without facing to the shadow. The suffer makes you deeply think, what was my purpose of the birth and for the living? What should I manifest? Everybody who manifests the light are passing through the suffering. For example, the psychologist Jung, he suffered very much after he separated from the Freud, almost like becoming to be mentally ill. But through this suffering time, he started to establish the Jung psychology. How much the Shakyamuni Buddha suffered before he discovered, he manifested his enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. How much the Saint Honen, the founder of Pure Land Buddhism in Japan, suffered by seeing the death of the father, murder of his father when he was a little child. And the Honen was told as father's will, please be a priest and pray for my journey to the Pure Land, the enlightenment. Well, not only these people who created the new culture, whoever discovered the real life, the real meaning of own individual, the mission, the purpose, and start to live with it, are manifesting the light of the great spirit of the universe, because that is why, the reason that your subconsciousness will be shaked and the suffering was arranged. Even it seems not, nobody is arranged the suffering, that amount of that he or she can carry and go through your time of the suffering in life. Get reminded why you are born, what you are living for. Awaken to this and start to live your real life. It's different, each individual, unique life. And that is the meaning of the manifest, the light of the God or Buddha, the great spirit of the universe, Amida. May you discover, remind your mission and light. Manifest the light of the great spirit of the universe and shine the whole universe. Since then, your life will be super cool.